down. Everybody, come on in. We're glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Let me see if I can get a couple of you guys right here, right? Hey, Billy, welcome. Billy, right? It's not Billy? Are you sitting next to Jackson?
No,
that's Zach. I thought it was Jackson. Who's this? Is this Kyle? No. All right. Are you Sally J? No. Are you Billy Bob? No. Are you May? No, you're not LMA? No, are you Sally Joe? No, how come I can't get any of your names right? Because you have to look at your name tags, right? Sam Nelson, have I ever heard of you? No, I haven't, right? I am his dad, thank you. Glad we got that clarified. Sam, I am your father. Your name matters. And when I call you by the wrong name, I want you to correct me.
Yay!
So when I call you Billy Bob, you're gonna say, no, my name is Johnny. Right? Because Johnny matters. When I say, hey, Tommy Joe, you're gonna say, no, it's Charles. I know. When I say, hey, Annie Sue, you're gonna say, no, it's Bianca, right? Your name matters. And I want to call each and every one of you by your name. Do you know why your name matters? Because when I call you by your name, I tell you that I know you. Yeah. And when I know you, it says that you're just not an individual person. So when I know to call Virginia, Virginia, that's a big deal. And so here's the deal. Whenever I mess up your name, you get to call me on it. And if there's an easy way to help you remember that every week, you take one of these name tags and you put it on here so that we all can call you by your name. Roosevelt. Roosevelt. Your name matters. Okay, so here we go. Remind me of names. James, you matter. Blake, you matter. Lucy, you matter. Rosa, you matter. Annabelle. Bella. Virginia. Remind me. Help me out, somebody. Julia, you matter. John, you matter. Remind me. Bianca, you matter. Charles, you matter. Kaya, you matter. Remind me. Emily, you matter. Give me five on that. Chris, you matter. Zach, you matter. Sam, you matter. Remind me of names. Let me see. Sage, you matter. Oh, just hide your tag. Lachlan, say that right. Lachlan, you matter. Evie, you matter. Remind me. Lila, you matter. Grace, you matter. We are going to take time to know your names. Because God, Lori, you matter too. Christina, you matter too. You matter too. Caleb, you matter. You'll all get your moment in a minute here, okay? Give a brother. All right, guys, thanks so much. You can head on up to Sunday school, all right? time, I'd like to invite our graduating seniors to come on up and join us here on stage. I'm going to invite our president of our music guild to come up here and join me to make some special presentations here today. We begin today with, this is Mr. Craig Sleeman. Craig is the president of our music guild, which has been an organization that supports music and education of our young people here. He wants to recognize some of those who have been a part of our choir program throughout these years.
Good morning. Although it's the purpose of the Music Guild is fundraising to mostly address our need to raise funds to promote the summer camp that we have each summer later in the year, one of our missions though is to promote music throughout the year throughout the church. And in that we like to recognize the graduating seniors that have participated in the music program. And today we have certain members of our Music Guild to help us out with that presentation. And as they hand out the hymnals, Jennifer will acknowledge the seniors herself.
Oh, I wish I could do more than just say their names, but we know how important names are. So, for all their help, for all their loyalty, for all the joy they've given me, this is a hymnal, but it's also for Music Guild, not just for me. And our first recipient is Sabrina Nader. You can clap. And next, Summer Leffler. And finally, we have Eric Blessman.
For United Methodists, we have two books. One is the Bible and the other is our hymnal. In these pages are the words of our faith that we sing. Wherever you go in this life, keep this on your shelf. And when you need to remember who God is, if you can't find it in the scriptures, I promise you, you'll be able to find it in the songs. Thank you for singing all these years and blessing us. This time I'm going to take a moment and pass this microphone down the path. I want each of these young people to introduce themselves to you. I want them to tell you their name. I want them to tell you what's next for them. Where do they believe that this pathway of life is leading them? Danielle, who is our chair of Children, Family, and Youth, is going to come by with a present for each of them. It's a laundry bag. Hint, hint. That is the next part of life. No one's doing this for you. So when you're doing your laundry, remember, it stinks, but God loves you. But where you're headed next is important to us. What we want you to know is no matter where that road goes, it can always lead back here. For no matter where you go the rest of your life, this is a part of your home. Even if today's your first time here, you're always welcome here. And we want to know what's going on, because we're going to be cheering for you every step of the way.
Is it? No. My name's Eric Lussman. I go to Royal Oak High School, and I will be attending Albion College this fall.
Hi, I'm Sabrina Nader. I go to Clawson High School, and I plan on attending Adrian College in the fall.
Hi, I'm Summer Leffler, and I go to Hazel Park High School, and I will be attending Oakland Community College in the fall.
My name is Justin Watkins. I go to Royal Oak High School, and I will be attending Michigan State University.
My name is Kyle Watkins. I go to Royal Oak High School as well. I'm his twin brother, and I go to Michigan. And then I go to Michigan State University in the fall.
Good morning. My name is Brooke Beebe. I go to Cousineau High School, and I will be attending Hampton University in the fall.
Danielle's going to come by and give you this present. It's our gift to you to remind you of this place and to remind you that we take this journey with you. One of the traditions that we've kind of grown into here at Royal Oak First is in moments like this that we want to recognize, we send you off with the laying on of hands. Brothers and sisters, these are your kids. You've raised them. You poured your life and your faith into them. I invite you now to come and stand with them. Moms, dads, principals, teachers, all of those who've helped create this space. I invite you to come and lay hands on these young people and let's pray them in to this next phase of their life together. Come. Come and bless these young people. Yep, we'll do the award then when we're done with this. I'll have you do that after we'll put all the kids there except for the recent ones. Come on in, pray with us. Feel the hands of your church surrounding you. Feel the hands of your church empowering you. Feel the hands of your church congratulating you. God is with you in this journey, and there isn't anywhere you can go that God won't go there with you. So we send you forth in love, in grace, and in peace. You've already made us proud. All you had to do was show up. So thanks for showing up. Get out of here and do some good in the world. Brothers and sisters, the graduating class, I want to make it one more introduction. This is Mr. Noel Peterson. Noel is the chair of the Keith Niehaus Memorial Scholarship. This church has a proud tradition of empowering leaders, and from what I understand, none was probably more clear in that than Judge Niehaus and their family and how they honored this community through leadership. Noel has a couple of presentations for some of our scholarship winners here this year.
Thank you. The Keith J. Niehaus Scholarship Committee is very pleased this year to award scholarships of $1,000 to three students. These students have had exemplary academic achievements. They are also making important contributions in their church activities and in helping others through their involvement in the community. The well-qualified students receiving scholarships are Brooke Beebe, Eric Lesman, and Jesse Nahat. I think he's unable to be with us today. We congratulate these well-deserving students, and we wish them much success in their future endeavors. Thank you.
Like the pine tree lining the winding road, I got a name. I got a name. Like a singing bird in the broken toe, I got a name, I got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did, but I'm living the dream that he kept here. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, wind
whistling down the sky. I got a song, I got a song. Like the whip with the baby's cry.
Change. Names kind of come and they kind of go. Jeffrey peaked in 1967. I was the 19th most popular name. That's the highest I ever got. Last year in 2016, Jeffrey was the 384th most popular name, right? You'll find lots of 45-year-old Jeffreys, not very many 2-year-old Jeffreys running around. If you were to guess, what are some of the most popular girl names given in the year 2016? We're in this change. Some new names are popping up. What were some of those popular girl names? Elise?
Emma.
Emma?
Emma.
Abigail?
Ella.
Ella? How about boys' names? What are some of these boys' names that are popping up right now? Benjamin? Yeah. Caleb?
Jesse?
What was that?
Mason?
Mason? Mason? Let me show you what the top 10 are. Here's the top 10 baby names for year 2016. Mary Nahad, I hate to tell you, it's the first year that Mary didn't make the top 10. I know. You got bumped out by Harper this year. I think you're number 12. And John Safran, John, it's the first year John didn't make it, right? It's the first year John didn't make it in a while. Names kind of change. They have seasons. It's kind of this time of taking on our grandparents' names are coming back into vogue, except mine were Orville and Virgil. So those didn't make it. I told my boys Casey was almost an Orville, and he's really glad that he's not. Can you remember what was the name, what's the story behind your name? How did you get your name? Who can tell me the story? Someone's laughing hard. Kathy, do you know the story behind your name? You can't laugh like that and not tell me your story.
My parents decided that they wanted to pick a name that wasn't getting messed up with our last name, which was Long. So Jill Long was out. And they wanted something that people couldn't make fun of. So of the three kids, there's Mike, Pat, and Kathy.
They picked names that wouldn't get nicknamed and made fun of, right? That's not a bad thing, right? That's not a bad thing. Who else remembers how their name came? Yes, Mary Lou, tell us about your name. I want to hear that.
I was the second child, and they wanted a boy so bad that they didn't pick out a girl's name. And the doctor said, "What are you going to call her?" And her middle name is Mary, but I'm not named after her. She just thought, Mary. And the doctor said, well, something has to go with it. And my mother said, so I reached up, and what came down was Lou.
There you go. The angel came in and got it to him. Yes, Adriana, how'd you get this beautiful name?
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. I'm actually going to tell the naming of my son, if you don't mind.
Oh, that'd be great.
Who's not here, but my youngest son just turned 11 on Friday. His name's Valen, and it's actually a Hindi name. I'm not Indian or Hindu, but when I was pregnant, I heard another mother say that name. I love that name because it means somebody of upstanding character. And if we went over to India, it would be pronounced Wali, but here it's pronounced Valen.
Very nice. It's all got a story. I was at one of those stores yesterday where it has all the names, you know, you can see your names and what it means. Mine means gift of peace. Isn't that what you think of when I show up, right? Very calming presence, Jeff Nelson. Here, we got one back here.
Hello, Pastor Jeff. My name is Mary Ann, with A-N-N-E. It's very special to me. I always like my name because my mother had two church friends, Mary and Ann. And they were Methodist too. They went to Greenfield Methodist Church in Detroit. My godmother, Mary, got shot and killed on the way home from church one Sunday. But I have always loved my name. I was third of
You're the third or fourth. So it's a good thing you got a name, right? That happens. Patrick, tell us how Russell got his name. Embarrass him right now in front of everybody.
Well, my favorite great uncle Russ and my stepfather, who has been a real father to me since I was young, is Russ. Partly picked Russell because if you're going to have a kid who's likely to have red hair, give him a built-in nickname, Rusty.
Rusty.
Little red in French.
Russell means little red. Can I start calling you that, man? No. All right. All of our names have a connection. They have a story. They're important. Let me tell you how my son Sam got his name. I'll show you this picture here of one of my favorite places in the world. I've been to it three times. This is the King Jesus Charity Home in Kumasi, Ghana. I went there three times with youth from Birmingham when I was their youth pastor. We went there, and at this charity home, there is a home for about 40 to 50 orphans, kids whose parents have died as a result of poverty-related illness or HIV and AIDS. And this little place in the pocket of this major metropolitan city is a place of hope for kids that got nowhere else to go. My three visits to there have been places that I always carry deep in my heart, and it was while we were there we met lots of young people, but this young man captured our heart probably the most, at least he captured my wife's heart the most. His name was Samuel. He was charming, he was smart, he was athletic, he was, he was charming, he was charmed my wife to no end. My third visit there, when we came, he brought out his picture album. Bridget had stayed in correspondence with him, and anytime a group was going there, we sent pictures, and he brought out his picture album and showed pictures of our family to us. The fact that somebody knew his name a half a world away for this kid who was an orphan meant that he was remembered and he was known and he wasn't forgotten by the world. And we were reminded of that when it came time to name our kid. So we named him Samuel as a reminder of this courageous young man for whom, if life had been just a little different, may have been solving the problems of his community. We've stayed in touch with Samuel via Facebook, and he's making it. He's out of the orphanage now. He's gone to trade school. He's making his way. He's finding his way. But our son Sam carries his name. Our names are important. Casey was named by the waiter at the Red Robin. We went in. We had a baby book. We had a list of names. We got into a conversation with Charlie, the waiter, and he thought Casey was the best name on the list, so can't argue with Charlie, the Red Robin waiter, but we all got names. How'd you get that beautiful name? How did you get your cool name? Well, we got all the time in the world. You'll tell me later, okay. I want to know how Natalia got her cool name. Names. Dale Carnegie said it right. said, names are the sweetest and most important sound in any language. When you hear your name called, you perk up. You smile, you turn your ear in a new way. When somebody says your name, you know you belong. When my mother said all three of my names, Jeffrey Scott Nelson, oh, I knew who I belonged to then. But when your name is said, you're not anonymous anymore. When somebody knows your name, you're not just a face in the crowd. When your name is known, you're not a number or a statistic. When somebody knows your name, it's personal. And at least in part, they know you. Read our scripture cover to cover, and you will discover that God knows us by name. Here are some of these words from our scriptures this morning, and as I read these words to you, let them just wash over you for a moment, and let their truth just enter into you, that you are not anonymous when it comes to the God that we call our Creator. The prophet Jeremiah said, before I created you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I had already set you apart. The writer of the psalm says it like this, God, you have examined me and you know me. You know when I sit down, you know when I stand up. Even far away, God, you comprehend me through and through. There isn't a word on my tongue, Lord, that you don't already know. You surround me front and back. You put your hand on me. No matter where you go, God's hand is on you.
Amen.
And the psalmist says, that knowledge, man, that is just too much for me. And as Charlene read to us today from the prophet Isaiah, but now says the Lord, the one who created you, Jacob, who formed you, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. Over and over again, if you read the scripture from cover to cover, you cannot miss this single overabiding message that God knows you. He knows you, and he knows you by name. You are not anonymous when it comes to the God we talk about here. And if you don't ever hear anything I ever say, please hear this and let it sink in. God knows you. You. You are known by God personally, and God loves you. You see, because if we don't know this, if we forget that, then it becomes really easy to believe that we are just another face in the crowd, that we don't matter. If we don't show up, then nobody will even realize that we have been gone. Boy, it was nice to see Lane back in choir today. We're glad you're home. We've missed you. You're not anonymous when people know your name. And that's important because, again, I went to the source of all knowledge yesterday, Google, right? And I looked up a thing called the world clock. As of yesterday at 6 o'clock, this updates by the second, there were 7,435,577,365 people in the world. 4.7 billion people on this planet. And with that number so big, sometimes it is really easy for us to feel that small. That I am anonymous. That of the 7.4 billion people in this world, nobody knows me. And if I disappeared, nobody would even realize that I am gone. Have you ever been in that moment at school when you were the last kid picked? Remember that most terrifying moment of dodgeball, right? They line you up and they pick the two biggest kids to be the captain, and dodgeball, like, it's the strangest thing in the world. Like we like volunteer to get hit with a rubber ball in the head, right? And you line up and you stand there and you stand in that line and you pray, somebody call my name now. I do not want to be the one who's last here standing. Call my name now. And we wait there for our name to be called. And if you've ever been that last person picked, you know that sometimes even when they get to the end, they don't even call your name. They just say, okay, I'll take that kid. All right, I'll take that kid. And sometimes we feel like the world doesn't know our name, and when it comes to God, sometimes we're just that kid. Well, let me tell you that you're his kid. He knows you by name. Your name matters. You are never the last one picked. One of my favorite theologians, the Good Doctor, says it like this. Today you are you, that is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you. Thank you, Dr. Seuss. I found out yesterday that there were 1,469 Jeff Nelsons in the United States. But there's only one. And you got him. Right? There are 262 Caleb Williams in the United States, but there's only one. And you got him. I looked on the internet, there's only one Mary Nahan in the United States, and we got her. And we got her, right? There's probably 1,000 Roger Johnsons out there, but there's only one Roger Johnson. Thank you, Jesus. And we got him. You see, there's only one of you. You are the only you God ever made, and you are known by name, and you are special and unique and important, and you are known through the uniqueness of who you are. You are the only you that has ever been made. 7.5 billion people, and you are one of them, and your name is your name, and you are created by God. You're the only you God ever made, and your name is your name. Nobody gets to take it away from you. It's your name. That's important in the story that we heard today from the Gospel of John. Remember the scene that happens here. It is right after Easter. Mary has gone back to the tomb. Jesus has been crucified. He is dead and he is buried. She goes to the tomb to say her goodbyes and he's gone. The body is gone, and she is more distraught than she could ever imagine. She is weeping, she is crying, she is running all around this garden. She bumps into this stranger. She doesn't even realize it is Jesus. She just thinks it's the gardener. The gardener says, "Woman, why are you crying?" They said, "Where have they taken my friend?" She bumped right into Jesus, and she didn't even know it was him. Did you ever bump into God and you were so distraught, so messed up, so confused that you didn't realize it was God you were bumping into the whole time? Verse 16 breaks that whole story open, because in the midst of Mary's grief and her concern and her sadness and her heartbreak, one word changes everything. In the midst of all of that, Jesus says one word. Mary. 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 My. I'm still right here. And it was in the saying of her name, by name, that Mary suddenly said, this is a faith I can believe in. Notice what didn't happen in that story to pull Mary out of her mess and her confusion. She didn't have a whole bunch of people quoting scripture at her. No one handed her a tract and asked her if she was saved. Nobody laid hands on her to excise the demons of her grief. All Jesus did was call her by her name and say, Mary, I'm still with you in the midst of this journey. So here's the deal, Royal Oak First. I want to make you a promise. Here, your name matters. Lacey, your name matters. Brianna, your name matters. Phil, Jane, your name matters. Jack, Suzanne, your name matters. Elsie, your name matters. Betty, your name matters. Whether you've been here for 40 years or you've been here for 4 weeks, we're going to do everything we can to know you by name, because you are not a statistic here. You are not just a number. You're not just a name on a sheet. You are you. You are the only you God ever made, and we want to know you by name. So I need your help with that. Every week, would you do me a favor, to the best of your ability, would you slap a name tag on yourself so we can call you by the name that you want to be called by? So you're not anonymous. You don't have to worry if people don't know you. I gave everyone a name tag today. If you need one, Myra's got some extra. Anybody need a name tag today? If they do, Myra will bring them to you. There's some Sharpies in the pew with you today. You don't have to be sharp to use a Sharpie. Take that Sharpie and put your name on that name tag. And realize that this is the name that you are known by. Take that name and place it on your heart. Because you see, here's what's going to happen today. You're going to get invited to come to this communion table. And today, to the best of our ability, we want to call each and every one of you by name. So this isn't some anonymous moment. Because Brian, today the body of Christ is broken for you. For you. For you. And Julie, today the blood of Christ is poured out for you. We want to be known at this table today. Because you see, at this table we remember. We remember the great story of the God who knows us. And so I say to you, the Lord be with you. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right. And a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to the God who is the creator of the universe, who set the stars in the sky, who set the birds to flight, who gave us the seasons and the river and the fish who swim in it. It is that God who took dust and blew life into it and gave it your name. It's that same God who came to us in the person of Jesus, who said, Peter, come fishing with me, who said, Mary, I'm still with you in this journey, who now calls each and every one of us to come to this table. And so, with all the people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise God's name and join the unending hymn, singing, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We remember that on the night Jesus gave himself up, he took bread and he gave thanks for it, and he broke it. And he turned to his friends and said, Art, take and eat. This is my body, buddy. And I give it to you. And when you eat this, Art, remember. Remember that I know you. And when the supper was over, Jesus took the cup. And he again gave thanks to God for it. He said, this cup is filled with my blood, my spirit, poured out for you and for many. Take and drink, and when you do this, Patty, remember. Remember, Patty, that I know you and I love you. And so, we simply ask that God would take these gifts of bread and cup and make them be for us the body and blood of Christ. So so we who have been broken can be put back together by grace and mercy. And so we proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. And so, with all the company here on earth, we praise your unending name. All glory and honor be yours now and forever. Creator, namer, and sustaining God. Amen. Here's the deal. The United Methodist Church, this table's open. It is wide open. And you are welcome at it. Doesn't matter who you are or where you've been, you can come to this table today because God's invited you by name. Your name is on the guest list. You have been invited. We take communion by a couple of ways here. All the bread's gluten-free, so you don't have to worry about that. Each station will have two ways that you can take the cup. One is through the common cup. You can do intinction. You can dip it in there and taste and see the Lord's presence. Or you can take the small cup and drink it and place it in the baskets at the side. Whatever you do, just know that you're called by name today. If you can't make your way to the front, make sure you let one of us know at the end. We'll make sure the communion comes to you. We don't want to leave anyone out today. So as our ushers prepare to bring you forward, I invite our servers to come and prepare to serve you. Serve you by name today, for you have been called. Seniors are going to be paired with one of their mentors here today, people who have walked this journey and this road with them of faith. You find your partner. God, we give you thanks that today at this table we have been called by name. That you know us and you love us. Send us forth with that knowledge out into the world that we have been bound together by the knowing of each other. So we go forth into the world and know those that you will bring into our midst on this day. During communion that we have another graduate. Where's Emma Harris? Emma, are you here? Come on over here, Emma. Come on down. Emma, where are you graduating from? Where? The Carroll Academy of Ballet. What's next for you? She's going to be moving to Amsterdam in August. Congratulations, Godspeed, God loves you, and there's nothing you